It's coming up on 6:46. Later on this morning, the Royal College of Surgeons will announce an 80 million expansion plan of their campus here in the centre of Dublin. Around 600 people will be employed during its construction over the next 2 years. Earlier, I spoke to Cathal Kelly, Chief Executive of the Royal College, and I asked him to tell me about the reasons behind the expansion plan.
This is a very exciting day. We're delighted that Minister Rory Quinn is here to launch the foundation stone of our new building. This is going to be 120,000 square foot, over 8 stories of teaching and learning space just on St. Stephen's Green. The investment is 80 million. The site has been prepared and the building will start probably in late summer, and our plan is to have this building open for September 2016.
80 billion is a huge investment. Where's that coming from?
Combination of college savings, income earned from overseas students, some philanthropy and bank debt. So this will be self-funded by RCSI and no government funds are going into this building.
Is this about getting a huge number of students, particularly international students, through your doors?
Certainly there'll be a small increase in the number of students and a significant increase in the number of staff employed in the building. It's estimated that about 500 to 600 people will be employed during the building phase. We estimate there'll be an extra 100 people employed. But it's not really about increasing student numbers. We need to continuously focus on improving our campus.
How important are non-EU students to your income and also to the reputation of the college?
Very important. Firstly, in terms of reputation, it's a significant soft power element for Ireland. We graduate hundreds of international students every year. They go to various parts of the world. They assume leadership positions. At one point last year, we had 3 different ministers for health around the world as RCSI graduates. The impact of that on Ireland's soft power is very hard to define. In terms of income, RCSI is independent, not-for-profit, self-supporting. We're part of the CAO free fee scheme for Irish and EU students, but the bulk of our income comes from international students coming from overseas and other countries paying us to go overseas to deliver high quality Irish education overseas.
How hard is it to attract them? Because as you said, they can go to the US, they can go to the UK, they can go to Australia.
We realise it's a very competitive marketplace. Thankfully, RCSI's reputation and Irish education's reputation is very high. We would have at least 12 very high potential candidates for each undergraduate seat that we would offer. So we see no fall off in demand. But as John F. Kennedy said, the time to repair your roof is when the sun is shining. We plan to continuously invest in the quality of our programmes to ensure that we and Irish education occupy a premier positioning in the world market.
Cathal Kelly, the Chief Executive of the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, announcing that expansion plan later on today. I did speak to him for much longer. I had a good chat about the organisation. They've come through some difficult times. They've had a lot of restructuring, but have come through it. Let us know your views on anything we're covering. It's 53106 for your text messages or on